The song about the shepherd refuses to lie down. It walks beside me with a smile that has known too many bivouacs. Thy rod and thy staff, one corrects and one invites. The valley of shadow is not empty. It is occupied by matters I have postponed. They recognize me. My table is spread with weapons I have mistaken for cutlery. There is oil on my head and it runs down with the discretion of a courtier and the candor of a lover who has stopped counting. Mockery comes to the feast and sits beside faith, and the two drink from the same cup Byron pours. He calls enemies by their Christian names and seduces them into being the truth. He confesses with a swagger and repents with a grin, and both are valid currencies. I learn to pray without apologizing for the heat in the prayer. The syllables carry hips, the vowel keeps tempo with the blood. The whale approves by turning once and showing the pale thought of its throat to the moon. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. The mouth is full of honey and iron. I write the old words and you sweat. Create in me a clean heart, which is to say, rinse the instrument and let it play in a key that compels honesty. The key unlocks doors I was saving for age. Behind one, the sea waits naked and unembarrassed. Behind another, a woman with deliberate hands revises a psalm to include breath on breath. I attend with all the diligence of a penitent invited to undress. The harp will not leave me alone. It insists upon the minor mode where pleasure and dread sit beautifully arm in arm. Byron knows this room. He hangs his wet cloak by the fire and rides about the king who takes a lamb when he is flocks, about the man who sings his guilt into a crown and wears it because it fits. I put on a little diadem of contrition and find that it weighs just enough to tilt my head in the right direction. Out a spout engraves the air with a warm signature, and page Dryce Foster. Praise ye the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. The lying stands taller when whales are included. The choir makes room. One long bass holds under all our flittering travels. It is the base of appetite given lawful occupation. It is the low consent of flesh that knows what it can bear and promises to bear it. Byron stamps his foot and the boards and soul. The dance is on, the steps are courtly and obscene and correct. When night thickens, I speak the brief psalm that keeps thieves from the tongue. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. The door is warm, the watch is merciless and kind. The sea lays its ear against the key and listens to see if I have learned to close. I do. Then I open again, then I close once more with science. Eros takes notes and recommends revisions at dawn. There is a song for the exiled. He weeps by rivers he cannot own. He hangs his harp where it can still scent his hands. Byron sweetens the bitterness with a lemon slice of insult for the victorious, then puts the lemon in his mouth and drinks the cup anyway. I tie my own harp to a bollard and ask the water to teach me how to remember without performing pain. The whale answers with a long absence. It is the best instruction I have received. By morning I have a little crown of salt on my shoulders. The priest in me reads me my new name, and I sign the soldier in me. pushes the hour and until it shines, the lover in me walks to the water with the prayer that tastes like skin in history. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. I smile at the ambiguity and let the fingers learn their better trade. The harp submits, the song ripens, the body becomes temple and theater at once. When I lie down, the lost chord nestles in the ribs and refuses to leave. It purrs, that old Byron purr, amused and sore and unrepentant. Out at the edge, the great back lifts and lowers all lore and all play in one movement. The lamp on its growl keeps faith with the dark. My eyes close, a final couplet writes